$2,500 a month and tenants have earned $200,000 or more dollars for the past 2 years, then the dwelling can be deregulated and put on the free market. Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos, a Republican, wants to modify the rent regulations. He says he expects extensive discussions between himself, the governor, and the assembly.
Obviously, I come from a point of view that this is a person's property, and the state should not be interfering with the value of that property.
Assembly Democrats, who are in charge in that chamber, have traditionally supported tenants' rights during rent law discussions. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says with fuel prices plummeting, rents in regulated apartments should even be reduced.
Costs are down. The cost of fuel, oil, has gone in half.
Speaker Silver predicts it will require significant negotiation in order to meet the June deadline. The debate over the rent regulations does not just affect apartment dwellers and their landlords in New York City, though. It also indirectly affects homeowners upstate and on Long Island. That's because a deal struck in 2011 ties the renewal of the rent regulations to the continuance of the state's property tax cap, which also sunsets in June. The rent regulations also expire at the same time that a law that allows the New York City mayor more control over schools also sunsets. Senator Jeff Klein is the leader of a group of breakaway Democrats in the Senate and is close to Senator Skelos in the GOP. Senator Klein says renewing the rent regulations is extremely important, and he says mayoral control of education should be extended to more cities.
An issue as important as education should be directly in the hands of an executive like the mayor. I understand there's other localities that are interested in mayoral control. I know Rochester talked about it a while. I've had conversations with Mayor Spano and Yonkers. So maybe we need to expand it beyond just New York City.
Another hot topic in education policy will be over changes to the state's teacher evaluation system. Governor Cuomo has questioned why more than 95% of teachers last year were rated adequate or above average when two-thirds of school children in grades 3 to 8 were found in standardized tests not to be meeting the new requirements. The governor's remarks that he intends to overhaul what he calls the public school monopoly has led to tensions with the teachers' unions. Recently, as the union protested outside the governor's mansion, Cuomo refused to back down.
I understand the union's issue that they don't want anyone fired, but we have teachers that have been found guilty of sexually abusing students who we can't get out of a classroom. We have a process where literally it takes years and years to get a bad teacher out of a classroom.
Cuomo's plans are likely to meet resistance in the assembly, where key Democrats have alliances with the teachers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.